Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, Shabbat shalom. Man, you already know, each and every week, it's going down on the Poetic Energy Network station. I'm Yahuwah Saad. This is On The Way. Hey, we've made it to another Shabbat. Yahuwah bless us to another Shabbat. And you all know, things are heating up. Things are heating up, man. Yahuwah is pouring out his Ruach on all flesh. Oh, men, people having dreams, visions. It's going down. But let's get right into it. We got another special edition of On the Way Blog Talk Radio Show. So let's approach the Father. Father Yahushua Mashiach, name Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for just leading us, guiding us. Father, we pray in your son's name, Yahushua, that you would show us the spiritual atmosphere. That you would show us the things that are taking place. Show us, Father, great and awesome and mighty things. Father, we decrease that you may increase, that you may speak through us, to us. Let us know what's going on, Father, and we just love you to prepare us, prepare our minds, prepare our children for what's going on in the earth. So we thank you. In Yahushua Mashiach's name we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you already know, last week we had a good show, another special edition. This week is a special edition. We're not going to really get too much into the news, but I want to give you a brief synopsis of what's going on. Man, things are still heating up in the earth. Man, last thing I heard, you have Russia. I found a report from November of 2011 where Russia is saying, hey, that we're prepared to launch missiles at the U.S. and at U.S. Facilities because of different laws that they're not complying with. That's going on. Then you have Iran. You have the constant beef and threats between the U.S. and Iran. You have the constant threats between Israeli. Netanyahu said that, hey, they're ready to strike Iran. I see one report said that there was actually which it could be sooner, but there was a plan, there's a planned attack for it that happened in spring of 2012. So, you can feel in the spiritual atmosphere things are really heating up, and it's time now for everything to go down. So things are really heating up between U.S., Iran, and Israel. Then you have the whole presidential elections, which, you know, personally, this is my opinion, but I believe, you know, Obama's still going to be the president again, and, you know, and it's going to go on from there. But you have a lot of things heating up, and it's like everything is about to hit the fan, and everything is hitting the fan, and you really got to be close. You really got to watch close to the coming days and the coming events. Because we are at the brink of everything hitting the fan. I mean, life cannot continue to exist as people say it, as news reports, as the media reports. Moving on, but we run into against two big issues that really are kind of what this week I've experienced in the spirit and Ruach is what's going on and what Yahuwah wants to get prepared for. Number one. I'm going to say number two because number two you might not want to stick around for. But number one, the number one issue right now is about the name. Yes, we always talk about the name of Yahuwah and we always talk about the name of Yahushua. But it is an ancient spirit that is rising up. It is an ancient spirit that is rising up that is not new, but it's a spirit to oppress and suppress the name of Yahuwah, the name of his son, Yahushua. Now, what I want to show you is that we want to locate the end time enemies. Okay, who are the end time enemies? We want to go. You got the scriptures. We're going to be flipping a lot of scriptures. But we want to go to one of my favorites, Mattityahu, Matthew 24. Now we're going to identify the end time enemies. We're going to identify the end time enemies. We have a lot of enemies, but we want to identify your enemy because you can't really be in war, you know, and not know who your opponent is, because you would think everybody is your friend, you know. But Jehoshaphat said, those who are not for me are against me, you know. So let's look at the scripture says who our enemies are. Let's go to Mattityahu. Mattityahu, verse 9. Chapter 24, verse 9. This is what it says. It says, then they shall deliver you up to afflictions and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Okay, let's break this down. Let's really break this down right here. It says, then you shall be delivered up to affliction and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Okay, so we know, according to the scriptures, that if you are in the nation, there's only one nation. According to Yahuwah, there's only one nation in which he recognizes as his nation, his people. I'm not just talking about we know about the so-called African Americans, the descendants, you know, coming from Africa, being brought on ships over here. But we're also talking about the true Israel, too. I mean, we are the true Israel. We're talking about the Israel, too, Yisrael, who proclaim the name of Yahuwah and keep the commandments. Because you have a lot of people who say they're Yahudim, but lie and are not. You know, because, number one, you can be, Shaul talked about that, you can be by the flesh, you can be Yisrael. But hey, you're not truly Yisrael if you're not proclaiming the name, you're not keeping the name of Yahuwah, if you're not proclaiming the commandments, you're not keeping the commandments and having the testimony of Yahushua, you are none of his. So there's only one nation. When the new Jerusalem comes in, there's only one nation. You only have Yisrael, you have dogs. So the thing about it is you have also Gentiles. You have Gentiles, Goyim, who are separate from the covenant, who are not right now, who are separate from the covenant, in which it doesn't matter what color you are, you can be of the flesh Yisrael and still be a Gentile by your way. And what you would have to do, you have to convert, and you would have to keep the commandments and confess Yahushua and keep his testimony. You know, 3 days, 3 nights in the grave, resurrected for the remission of our sins. Okay, so you have the Goyim, the Gentile, coming into the covenant of Yisrael. So this is the nation right here. We're talking about the end days. There's a remnant of them. You know, scripture talks about 144,000 of those remnant right there of that nation. Now, every nation will be added to Yisrael. Like, no, like if you're another nation, you will be added to the nation of Yisrael, and there's only going to be one nation and one king. That's all it is. You know, there's not going to be many nations. Like, you will see a lot of nations come to convert to Yisrael, but there is only one nation. So if you understand that, you understand in the scripture that basically all the nations will hate the real Yisrael, those who keep the commandments of Yahuwah and have the testimony of Yahushua. They will hate them, okay? So let me show you something. This is where it gets deep right here. This is where you got to think. Okay, he said you will be hated by all nations, okay? So Yisrael will be hated by all. Pause right there. I'm going to show you, I'm going to confirm to you that it's the nation of Yisrael that's going to be hated by all, okay? pause right there. Go to Revelation 12. Go to Revelation 12 and go to and we're going to read verse, verse 3. Another sign was in the heavens, the sea, a great fiery red dragon having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his head, and his tail drags a third of the stars from heaven and throws them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth and devoured her child as soon as she was born. And she bore a male child who was to shepherd the nations with an iron rod. Okay, so we know that Yahshua'el, that from, we know that salvation comes from the Yahudim. Okay? Okay, Yahushua is the one who was to shepherd, is to shepherd the nations with an iron rod. And we know he came forth from Yahshua'el because the tribe of Yehuda, he is the line of Yehuda. He's from Yahshua'el. He comes forth from Yahshua'el. So Yahshua'el is the woman, Zion, and she births a child, which is symbolically Yahushua, and which is symbolically also the remnant. Okay? So you have this child. Okay, look. And then it says, and the woman fled into the wilderness where the place was prepared for. Okay? So Michael and his messengers fought. Okay? Now, this is where it gets interesting. Okay? Skip down to verse 17. Now before this, it talked about how that the dragon stood at the feet of the woman ready to devour the child. So not only you remember when Yahushua was being born, Herod killed all the little children, the dragon was standing there ready to devour the male child, okay? So symbolically, the male child also is the 144,000, like the people waking up right now. The dragon is standing at the feet ready to devour them, okay? But it said the woman was caught up, okay? So, hey, what you have here is the dragon, verse 17 said, the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to fight the remnant of her seed. Those who keep the commandments of Elohim possess the witness of Yahushua, Messiah. So, the whole thing is why the dragon is rough with the woman, rough, is because these people keep the commandments of Yahushua and have the testimony of the witness of Yahushua. Okay, let's go back to Matthew 24. Now, check this. This is where it gets good right here. Look, okay. You will be hated by all for my name's sake. Verse 9, you will be hated by all nations. So Yahshua'el will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. So we're going to show you who the enemies are. We're going to show you Yahshua'el. Today you're going to identify your enemies. You probably already know. There's more than one, but I'm going to show you who's leading the pack. Okay. I'm going to show you a leading pack, and no, I don't want to be, you know, this is not, you know, racism or toward any kind of gender, you know, hate or whatever, but this is the truth. The top enemies that hate the name, you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. That's why you'll be hated because of the name that you bear. That is on your forehead, set apart to Yahuwah. We are all priests unto Yahuwah and to his son, Yahushua, the Messiah. So you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. The top group that hates the name is the Ashkenazi Jew. Yes. I hope you hear me. These are going to be the leaders of those who hate the name of Yahuwah. I want to give you a testimony. This week I had this instance where Yahuwah showed me you know, I've heard about it, but he really showed me who will be in the end days, who will persecute, what group of people is going to be possessed to kill people because of the name. Okay, I recently met a Ashkenazi Jew. I was talking to him, Yahuwah. I really didn't know he was Ashkenazi Jew until he told me, and so I proclaimed the name of Yahuwah to him. And he was ready. The spirit on him was ready. He said, "You do not proclaim the name. You do not say the name." And they said, because, you know, we don't fear him and we are not supposed to proclaim the name. You know that for proclaiming the name of Yahushua the Messiah was put to death. And, I mean, this guy, if a spirit was possessing him, he would have killed me when I spoke the name of Yahuwah. Because that's this goes back to an old tradition. So what's going to happen is, because what you want to do, you have to reverse. What happened is you even go back to Babylon captivity, the Yahudim, I'm talking about the true Yahudim, were getting persecuted for proclaiming the name. Okay? So what happened is, you know, you have fear set in, and what happens is people get scared. People get scared. You know, you're no longer, you know, wanting to proclaim the name. Just like it's something like Jeremiah went through. Like Jeremiah went through, you know, he was saying, every time I say the name Yahuwah, you know, it's I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, it's just something. You know, it's something going on, it's some trouble. You know, I'd rather not say it. And, you know, but he said, like, fire up my, you know, came from my bones. Like, he couldn't just shut up and not proclaim the name, you know. But what happened is that happens where it's just so much persecution concerning the name of Yahuwah and Yahushua that they just, you know, that it just basically digressed. And so now Judaism, which is the religion of the Ashkenazi Jew, forbids proclaiming the name, you know, number one, outside the temple, and basically, you know, not at all, you know, from, you know, because it was, back then it was a tradition of man that only the Levite priest could proclaim the name. You know, all these are traditions of man, because none of this matches up with the scripture. And I want to show you right here. So you will be hated by all. So Yisrael will be hated by all nations, and the leader of the pack will be the Ashkenazi Jew because of the name, for his namesake. They don't proclaim the name, not out of fear. They say you're not supposed to say the name, not out of fear. The real reason is because they hate the name of Yahuwah. He said, I know them that say they are Yahudim, but a lie. But a synagogue of Satan. You look at their star, they have the 6-point star, the 666, the synagogue of Hasatan. They hate the name. I mean, this guy, I seen it with my own eyes. Claimed the name of Yahuwah, even wrote it down and showed them the name of Yahuwah. You see it in the spirit. You see his spirit was offended and greatly knew that the game is up. The game is up. The game is over. The imposters, you have gone on long enough. You have stolen our identity long enough, and now the gig is up. The gig is up. And so what's going to happen is you're going to have the name of Yahuwah proclaimed on a world scale. The dragon will be uncovered. The imposters will be exposed. And what's going to happen is once the imposters are exposed, that spirit of murder will rise up in the earth. Because there's nothing worse than, you know, somebody getting away with a crime long enough until they're discovered out. And then that's when they're offended. And then that's when they have to basically kill you. And so you look at Eliyahu, Elijah. Okay, Elijah destroys and exposes the prophets of Baal. You know, says, hey, if the Almighty One is real, no, let him show up. He never showed up. So what happens is, you know, Jezebel is just heated and she's mad. And that same spirit is on them, the Jezebel spirit, and it will rise up and kill those who keep the name of, keep the commandments, and that's the Great Tribulation. That's what will happen in the Great Tribulation, because Babylon falls. When Babylon falls, she is uncovered. She is laid naked and laid to waste. What that means is she's going to be exposed. Everything Babylon has ever done and try to cover up, she's going to be exposed. So look, I want to show you something. Go to Luke. Go to Luke chapter 4. Go to Luke chapter 4. And I'm going to start at verse 15. And it says, and he was teaching in their congregations, being praised by all. And he came to Nazareth, it says, where he had been brought up. And according to his practice, he went into the congregation on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And it says, and the scroll of the prophet Yeshayahu was handed to him. And having unrolled the scroll, he found a place where it is written, the Spirit of Yahuwah is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal up the brokenhearted, proclaim the release to the captives, and recover the sight of the blind, to send away crushed ones with a release, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahuwah. And having rolled the scroll up, he gave it back. He said, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And all eyes were of the congregation were fixed upon them. And he began to say to them, today the scriptures were fulfilled in your hearing. And all bearing witness of him marveled at his pleasant words that came out of his mouth. And they said, is this not the son of Joseph? And he said to them, no, no doubt you shall say this proverb to me, the physician, heal yourself. Whatever you have heard being done in Capernaum, do also here in your country. And he said, truly I say to you, a prophet is not accepted in his own country. But truly I say to you, many widows were in Yisrael in the days of Eliyahu, when the heavens were shut up for three years and 6 months, and there was a great scarcity of food in the land. And Eliyahu was sent to none of them, but to Tassara Tisdan, to a woman and a widow. So I'm gonna pause right there. But right there, they were trying them right there because number one, they're like, ain't this Joseph's son? Who is it? Who is this guy coming in and reading the scrolls, proclaiming the name of Yahuwah? So they're looking at them like, you know, who is this? Who is this guy? And there's many times if you're reading the scriptures where they try to put their hands on him. They try to put their hands on him, trying to throw him, you know, they're trying to throw him off a cliff, they're trying to do whatever. They're trying to grab him, but, you know, Yahushua wasn't going to, you know, his time was his time. And he was going to, you know, and everything was going to be fulfilled. And so right here you have them, you know, mad. You know, so what you're going to have in the end days, you're going to have the Ashkenazi Jew leading the charge. Because like we talked about in Revelation, the end result goal is for the anti-Mashiach, anti-Messiah, to lead the world, to rule the world out of Jerusalem, having the Sanhedrin, instated with the world court, and having all governments and them subject to him under this, you know, through technology, through all these things, you know, with the RFID chip, and we talked about all this. All these things connected to the Jews. I mean, who run the banks? Who the financial institutions? You know, all these, you know, the Ashkenazi Jew. So what you're going to have is they hate the name. And so I want to prove to you, though, that you look it up in ancient Judaism, they say, you look it up in ancient Judaism, they say, hey, you are not, you know, if you go back and look at the 10 words, and this is what one of the justifications is why they hate is why they afflict themselves, but they really hate the name. They twist scripture to their own demise. Exodus 20, the 10 words, they say do not, it says do not take the word in vain. So a lot of people feel like, hey, the old ancient myth or tradition is, meaning when you say take the word in vain, you're just not supposed to say Yahuwah in everyday speech. You're just not supposed to say and proclaim the name. You know, it's just not something that, you know, you just say in your speech, you know, because it is hallowed and set apart. But they make it like you're not supposed to even utter the name because it is not supposed to be taken in vain. But actually, when you look at it, and you go back and you look at, you are not supposed to take my name in vain, or Shua, do not bring the name of Yahuwah to not. Matter of fact, let's go to it. Let's go to it. Exodus 20, because this spirit is really rising up in the earth. And so it's going to come a time, just like it was in ancient times, where it's an atmosphere into where if you say the name of Yahuwah, you are basically, you're either the terrorist or you're connected to the so-called black Hebrew Israelites, the racist, you know, you're going to be stereotyped. And you're going to be just like it was back in the day, because nothing new, there's nothing new under the sun. Just like it was in the day that people would die. You think about all the apostles. I mean, Shaul led the charge of people, of killing people, and was part of the people who were killing people because of the name of Yahuwah. They were proclaiming it. So that was even happening. That was even happening after Yahushua died and resurrected. So you had them, you know, Yehoshaphat getting beheaded. You know, all the prophets getting beheaded, and you know, and all the prophets dying because of the cause and proclaiming the name of Yahuwah. It wasn't just because they were just, you know, prophesying. You know, it was because they were prophesying the name of Yahuwah, and these things were true, and the truth hurts. And so this was the same spirit that was on these people, and it's the same spirit that's on this Ashkenazi Jew. And so they'll use the scripture like Exodus 20:7 that says, do not bring the name of Yahuwah, your Elohim, cannot. For Yahuwah does not leave the one unpunished who brings his name to naught. So when you look it up, when you look up the word not, you look up the word, you know, and it goes back to Shua. Do not bring his name to vain. You know, you look in the KJV, it'll say vain. Shua. Not. You know what that means? That means disuse. That means to treat his name as though it is common and not set apart. As though, but they'll twist this. As though it is not, it's like you throw it to the side, like I don't want to say it. That's the real meaning to bring it to naught, as though it's nothing. Like you bring the name to disuse. That's the real meaning of disuse, to naught, to as something it is just to be spit on, you know, to not even to be said. His name is to be proclaimed. His name is to fill your mouth, to fill your children's mouth. That is to praise his name, to lift up his name. Because if to bring his name not means low, to disuse, to bring down, what's the opposite of it? To bring it high, to lift it up. You got to lift it up. Lift his name up. Praise it. Proclaim it. Every day let it fill your mouth. You know what I'm saying? This is what the deception that the Judaism has taught, that you are not supposed to proclaim the name, and they actually do this. They actually will be punished. They actually will be punished because they have brought his name to naught. They have brought his name to disuse, and they teach others to do so, to bring his name to naught. You have so-called Hebrew Israelites. They do the same thing. They bring his name to naught. They want to take his name. They want to say his name is Yah. They want to say Yahweh. They want to say all these other names, and they want to bring his name to naught, and he will punish you for this offense. Now, let's look at some scriptures, because it seems like they say bring, which, keep that in your mind. Bring it to naught means to disuse, to bring it low. The opposite of it is to bring it high, to praise it, you know. So, and to proclaim it. So if the opposite of not means to proclaim, to bring it high, to praise, the lower version would mean to bring it low, to not to say anything about it. You do Yahuwah an injustice for not proclaiming his name, to proclaim his name of his son, Yahushua. Like you that is an offense. I don't know if people know that. That is an offense not to even say his name. Do you know that's an offense? Do you know that's a crime? Do you know you are cursed for not proclaiming his name? It's not just, oh, I'm okay, you know, I'm just straight, you know, I'm just in the middle. Nah. You're either gonna go hard for Yahuwah, or you're not gonna go at all, and he's gonna destroy you. It's either one of two things. And I wanna show you that's what it is. It's either you praise your creator, I mean, but you do it out of love. It's not out of fear. You know, he doesn't bash you over the head to praise him. You know, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you praise the creator of your soul, the creator of the breath? You have breath in your lungs. I mean, you didn't create yourself. I mean, why not? Why not praise the creator? It's by Yahushua, and through him all things were created. So I want to show you some scriptures that show you that, hey, Judaism and all that's a lie. All that's the traditions of man to not proclaim his name, because I guarantee that spirit's going to come. The spirit's going to come when you have that spirit and when that name gets out, because the name of Yahuwah and Yahushua has not been proclaimed on the world stage yet. He said that the good news of the Messiah shall go throughout the end of the world, and then the end will come. So we know the end is going to come, but the end is not yet. You know, that's not fear, but it's the beginning of the end. But the end, we will know that we are on the brink of the end, and Yahushua is at the door when the name has been proclaimed throughout the whole world. And everybody has heard of the name of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. Now, hey, go to Malachi. Okay, now I want to show you this. Okay, check this. Now, we just talked about that bringing the name to not means to bring it to disuse. To not even use it to, you know, to bring it down and, okay, to bring it down. I'm going to show you this. This is what he said. So to bring the name, Judaism, we just went back. We started at Matiti Yahu 24, and it said, you will be hated by all. So you, plural in a plural sense, and singular too at the same time. He's talking about Yisrael. He's talking about individual members, you, who believe in him and keep his father's commandments. You will be hated by all nations, led by the Ashkenazi Jews, for his name's sake, Yahushua's name's sake, and his father's name's sake. You will be hated by all for their name's sake. Okay? Because they hate the name. So, The main goal of Hasatan was to get people not to even pronounce the name. Because if you don't pronounce the name, if you bring his name to not by whatever it's by twisting scripture or whatever, you disarm the people from their power source. You disarm the people from their power source, because we know that if you proclaim the name, you esteem the name, number one, a nation will be blessed that does that. And number two, there is power. Demons tremble, you know, at the power of the name of Yahushua. So to try to just, you know, you disarm them. But this was what Malachi said. Go to Malachi 1:6. Malachi 1:6 says, a son esteems his father and a servant his master. And if I am your father, where is my esteem? And if I am your master, where is my fear? Said Yahuwah of hosts to you priests who despise my name. But you have asked, where have you despised your name? You have presented defiled food on my slaughtering place. You have asked, in what ways have we defiled you? Because you say the table of Yahuwah is detestable. He said, you have presented defiled food on my slaughtering place. These people, these pastors, who are in these pulpits, these Jews who are in these synagogues,
they present defiled food before him on the slaughter place. Defiled food, defiled doctrine, poisonous doctrine they present before him and expect him to bless it. And when you present the blind and the slaughtering, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Bring them to your governor. Would it be pleasing to you? Would you accept you? Would he accept you as favorable? Said Yahuwah of hosts. It says, and now entreat the face of Al to show favor to us. This has been done by your hands. Would he show favor to you? Said Yahuwah of hosts. So it's like you defile his name. You bring his name to naught. You disuse his name. You even call him Baal. Or whatever you call him, in ignorance, we called him that, you know, before. But, hey, he's calling us to repentance. But, hey, he's like, how are you going to do all this, present the defiled, and then ask for favor? And this is what he says. Go to verse 14. But cursed be the deceiver who is his male flock and who makes a vow, but slaughtering to Yahuwah with his blemish. For I am a great sovereign, said Yahuwah of hosts. And my name is feared among the nations. So a lot of people will take this and they'll say, you know, his name is, you know, he's supposed to fear. But fear, to fear the name is to reverence and respect the name. To know that, hey, this is the name of the Creator. That means I won't replace it with another name. Hey, I won't do anything that's disrespectful to his name. That is the real fear of Yahuwah. That is the real fear of Yahuwah, to know, to proclaim his name, to respect it. This is what he said. Okay, so Judaism teaches that you are not supposed to proclaim the name because it is too scarred or it's too set apart. And a lot of Hebrews are starting to pick up on this. Do not follow those camps because they are going down. And they'll bring his name to naught. Because if you continue, and I'm going to show you through the scriptures. Yes, it's okay to bring, yes, it's okay to proclaim the name. Yes, it's okay to have the name in your speech, to talk about it, to talk about his name. It's okay to talk about his name to your children, to just talk about it on the phone, talk about Yahuwah, tell what Yahuwah is doing. Yes, it's okay to do that. But you got these camps that are saying, you know, they cannot, you know, you know, and they get ritualistic. You get too much in the rituals, and you start to become like the Jews. And sooner or later, you're going to end up bringing his name to not even say the name, because now you fear, you don't fear Yahuwah anymore. You fear what man does. He said, do not fear what man does. Do not fear the one who can kill your body. But fear the one who can destroy your body and your soul into him. So look, that's what he said. So if you bring his name tonight, if you bring his name in disuse, you do not proclaim the name of Yahuwah, this is what he said. Malachi 2:2, if you do not hear or if you do not take heed, take it to heart, to give the esteem to my name, said Yahuwah of hosts, I shall send a curse upon you, and I shall curse your blessings. Indeed, I have cursed them because you have not taken the heart. So you see that? I don't know. You got to rewind that. Look, he said, if you do not take heart to give esteem to my name, that's the opposite of bringing it to naught. And bring it to naught means to bring it low, to disuse, to not even use it. Bring esteem to his name means to bring high, to proclaim. So you only have. That's what Yahushua said when he stood up in the synagogue. He says that the Ruach of Yahuwah is upon me to do what? What did he say? Let's go back and check it out. What did he say? He said the Ruach, the spirit of Yahuwah is upon me because he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. Verse 19 says to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahuwah. To proclaim the name of Yahuwah, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahuwah, to esteem the name. So that doesn't go with Judaism. Judaism brings the name to naught and declares other people to do it. So don't fall with that trap, man. The trap is, you know, people saying, oh, well, you know, don't bring the name. You can't just be talking about it in everyday speech. You just can't be, you know, talking about it and, you know, but to not say anything about the name of Yahuwah, to not say anything about the name of Yahushua, is to bring it to naught, to bring it to disuse. When you bring it to disuse, then what does disuse mean? Look, I want you to look Shua up and look and go dig. You know, they actually changed it. The original word not was Shua, vain, and they changed it to Shiva, S-H-E-V-A, which also means wickedness. It's a subword of Shua, which means wickedness, disuse, the vain, not. And so what happens is when you bring the name to not, when you bring it to disuse, what does disuse mean? To not even use it, to not even proclaim it. And so that's what Judaism teaches by the scriptures. And so that is bringing the name to not. And so we want to show you that that's the nation he's going to judge. Okay? And look at this. Let's stay in Malachi. So is it okay to say the name Yahuwah to when you're talking on your friends, to when you go to the store and you say Yahuwah bless you, or you say to somebody, hey, Yahuwah loves you, or, you know, Yahuwah this, Yahuwah that, proclaiming his name, lifting up his name. Is that wrong? Is that bringing his name to naught? No, it's the opposite. I'm going to show you. Go to Malachi 3:16. Look, this is the real way to fear Yahuwah. The real way to fear Yahuwah is to love him and to give esteem to his name and his name and esteem to his son. That is the fear of Yahuwah. Because remember, you had Yahushua gave a parable. And he talked about the talents. He said it was one he gave talents to, and there was another he gave talents to, and there was another he gave talents to, he gave one talent to. The guy said he feared him. He said, I feared you. And he went to go bury his talent. He went to go bury his talent in the ground. Because he said, I know you was a hard man. I feared you and all this stuff. What did the master say to him? The master said, you wicked slave. You wicked and lazy slave. He was lazy. And he took that word, that talent is symbolic of the word of Yahuwah. He took that word and he buried it. And he put it in the ground. And because he feared him, he had a false sense of fear. And he feared him. And it was lazy and did not proclaim and did not share that word and invest that word. And Yahuwah threw him into outer darkness, where they'll be weeping and gnashing the teeth. So don't fall in that trap with the Judaism about bringing the name to naught and not proclaiming the name, the word that is delivered to you, and shutting up the name and burying it underground, the name of Yahushua, because that is bringing the name to naught. That is not the true fear of Yahuwah. If you fear him too much, that's false. That's false sense of humility. That's false humility to not even say his name. That is not right, because right here, Malachi 3:16 says, and those who feared Yahuwah spoke to one another. And what happened? Yahuwah listened in tears. And a book of remembrance was written before him to those who fear Yahuwah and to those who think upon his name. What did he say? And then he says, and then those who fear Yahuwah spoke to one another. What they were speaking about? And they spoke to one another. So they were speaking to one another. I'm sure they wasn't talking about, you know, something just random. They was talking about, they was thinking about his name. They was proclaiming and talking about his name. And a book of remembrance was written about them because they were thinking about the name of Yahushua. They were thinking about the name of Yahuwah, and they was talking and just proclaiming the works of what he was doing. And so that spirit is in the earth, and that spirit is getting stronger and stronger until where it's going to be a day
when, because what you got to understand is that when Babylon falls, according to Revelations, that the earth will be spirit, be filled with all demonic spirits and honey spirits and all these demonic spirits. These spirits, if you know anything about the spiritual realm, most, even Yahushua talked about that. He talked about when spirit goes from out of a person, it goes, it roams around and looks for, you know, some a host to come back into, and if it doesn't find it, you know, he said that the room was clean. Okay, so these spirits will possess people. And so they will possess people that already have the hatred for the name. And these people will be the people who rise up and kill people. That's the process. So the Ashkenazi Jew, I'm not going to say every single one, but I'm saying for the most part, their doctrine, Judaism, the Talmud, preaches hate against the name of Yahuwah. It is the top one, and you look at the positions they have, it is the top one, and they preach hate against the name of Yahushua and the name of the Messiah, Yahushua, being the son of Elohim. So this is what we're saying, is that same spirit will, in the end days, when the earth, because right now it hasn't been, but when he releases that to where, when he releases that seal is broken to where men rise up to slay their neighbors, it's because those wicked spirits have possessed men to do so. When Babylon falls, that's what you have here. So you have people that already hate the name. They already have ammo to hate the name. So when they're possessed with a spirit, they're gonna kill people who proclaim the name. And you will be hated. And like Yahushua said, the world will be fulfilled. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake, Yahushua, and his father Yahuwah. So that's what you have right here. He said the people who feared his name. Okay, so what about, is there some more scriptures? We got some more scriptures because you need to know that, hey, if I don't say the name, I'm doing him injustice. You know, we preach the opposite because we don't want to bring his name. We don't want to bring to disuse. We don't want to not say the name. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to not proclaim it, tell people, hey, I personally went 20-something years without even knowing the name, without even hearing the name. And you're saying that we're not even supposed to. He says that those who have heard his name, it will be proclaimed throughout the earth. It's going to be one day when you will not go to somebody and say, "No, Yahuwah." He said, "For they all will know me from the least to the greatest." So how will somebody know what it was for unless you preach it? How will somebody know about Yahushua unless you come and preach it? How will they know? How will they know if you not say it? How will they know? So go to Deuteronomy. And we actually run, this is good, we the whole lesson has been about the name. We actually might save the second portion of what I want to say later. But you still listen to Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Yahuwah Sada, and we're still on the way. Okay. This is Moshe. Wow, this Yahuwah just gave me this. Okay, this is gonna trip you with. A lot of people that say they believe in the Torah, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, the Torah actually means, you know, behold the man who secures the covenant, the Torah, which is not only, you know, a lot of people attribute it to the five books of Moshe, but it also, it's broader than that because, you know, Torah also means instructions. So all the scriptures are instructions, right? So, you know, the Torah, the word that became flesh, Yahushua, and his father, Yahuwah, okay, Yahushua proclaimed, during his ministry, he proclaimed the name of Yahuwah. And that was one of the reasons he was put to death, because they didn't want him to continue talking about him. Okay. Now look, this is what Moshe says. This is what Moshe says in the Torah, in which Judaism, the Ashkenazi Jew, Hebrews, a lot of Christians, everybody believes that, but yet they won't proclaim the name. Yet you say we're not supposed to say the name, but you believe in Moshe, but Moshe proclaimed the name. This is what it is, the hypocritical spirit is Moshe proclaimed the name. We're going to prove it. Ibrahim 32, verse 2. Let my instructions fall as rain, my speech as fine rain on tender plants, and as showers on grass. For I proclaim the name of Yahuwah, ascribe the greatness to our Elohim. Rewind that back. He said, for I proclaim the name of Yahuwah, Moshe. Now, he wasn't a priest. Because part of the laws back then, one of the traditions of man was the only priest was supposed to say it. Okay, Aaron was a priest. Aaron ministered in the temple. He was a priest. According to the scriptures, I don't know if Moshe was a prophet. But I don't know if he was really a priest. But he proclaimed the name. So what about that? You know, you have that. You have the writing stone. You have right here that people who claim to believe in Moshe, who say they believe in Moshe, Moshe proclaim the name, but yet they do not proclaim it. So something is wrong. Something in between Moshe and there is wrong. And that spirit is in the earth that wants to bring his name to naught. So don't even hear that when somebody says that Exodus, oh, you're supposed to say name. You know, nah. Moshe proclaimed the name. So that's one witness right there that you can use and say, hey, Moshe proclaimed the name. So, hey, you don't even have to worry about that. And it's more. If you go to Tehillim, you will see it all throughout the scriptures about how Daud, who was also a king, he was a king. He wasn't a priest. He proclaimed the name of Yahweh. Psalms 96. I'm gonna just skip somebody. He said, "Sing to Yahweh." A new song, sing to Yahuwah all the earth. Sing to Yahuwah, bless his name. Proclaim his deliverance day by day. Proclaim his deliverance day by day. Who is the deliverance of Yahuwah? Yahushua the Messiah. Proclaim his deliverance day by day. Day by day, every day. He didn't say, not say his name Yahushua. For Yahuwah is great, and greatly to be praised. So that's what the opposite meaning of Exodus 20, bringing his name to naught. The opposite is bringing the name to high esteem, to esteem it. And that's what we were commanded to do. Do you know that's one of the reasons that Yisrael got sent into captivity and was cursed? Do you know why the nation of Yisrael was cursed? Do you know a reason why the name of Yisrael was cursed? We're going to pause right there. Go back to Deuteronomy. Because a lot of Hebrews want to talk about Deuteronomy 28. A lot of Hebrews want to talk about Deuteronomy 28. But yet you do the same. It's the golden calf all over. Because you still have not gained the knowledge of what our forefathers had did. And you do the same thing. You think you will prosper if you do the same thing that our forefathers have done. And he's brought us out of falsehood and deception. One of the main reasons we either went into captivity and were sent on ships and dispersed all across the four corners of the world is because we brought his name to naught. That's why we were scattered. Go to Deuteronomy 28. A lot of people want to quote this, but you don't want to quote this scripture right here. Deuteronomy 28:58. If you do not guard to do all the words of the Torah that are written in this book, to fear this esteemed and awesome name, Yahuwah Elohim, then Yahuwah shall bring upon you all and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great lasting plagues, grievous and lasting sickness. He said, if you do not fear the name, the fear the esteemed and awesome name. He didn't say not this youth's name. It said fear the esteemed and awesome name. If we just read in Malachi, what does it mean to esteem the name. What does it mean to fear, to reverently respect the name? It said that those who feared his name, what did they do? It was an action, what they were doing. They were talking to one another. About what? About the name of Yahuwah, about his son Yahushua. So those who feared him were proclaiming him, not the other way around, not saying anything. So that's one of the reasons Yahshua in the first place got sent into captivity, is because they didn't fear the name of Yahuwah and they didn't proclaim it and they brought it to naught. So that same spirit is rising up on the earth until where one day it's going to be so tough that if you even proclaim the name of Yahuwah, you will be put to death. But guess what? But guess what? You will gain your lives by that. You will gain your lives by that. So go to Tehillim 44, verse 20. Tehillim, Psalms 44, verse 20. We're going to read this, and we're going to read the last scripture that shows you, hey, it said, if we have forgot the name of our Elohim, it says, I stretched out our hands to a foreign mighty one, would Elohim not search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. But we, it says, but for your sake we are killed all day long, reckoned as sheep for the slaughter. Awake. Why do you sleep, O Yahuwah? Arise, do not reject us forever. So, if we hadn't forgotten, Yahuwah would know if we've forgotten his name. Okay? And we've forgotten his name for Baal, for the El, for the Lord. You know, people call him Lord or Yahweh, whatever you want to call him. They've forgotten his name. And they've forgotten his name to the point where they don't even say anything. So one last verse, and we're going to leave it right here because, hey, I'm telling you right now, that spirit is coming. That spirit is coming where, because the spirit wants to search out all the remnant. You know what I'm saying? That spirit wants to search out the remnant of those who keep the commandments of Yahuwah and have the testimony of Yahushua. So look at this right here. This is what it says. Go to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, judgment was given to them. And their lives of those who had been beheaded because of the witness they bore to Yahushua and the word of Elohim, they did not worship the beast, nor his image, nor did receive the mark upon his forehead and upon their hands, and they lived and reigned with the Messiah for 1,000 years. Oh, I have one more. Go to Revelation 3. Revelation 3, verse 8. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one is able to shut that you have little power. Yet you have guarded my word and have not denied my name. And I have not denied the name of Yahushua. Why? Because it's going to be a day where, if we keep saying this, but you're going to be hated by all. Those of the remnant will be spared from that, you know, we pray that you were worthy to be spared from that last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation for the people, you know, but we're coming upon that age where Yashrael will be hated by all for Yahushua's name's sake. And you do not deny his name. Do not proclaim his name. Do not get scared to the point where things are happening and you're scared to proclaim his name anymore, or you're scared or people are just persecuting because every time you say the name, you know, at your job, and they want to fire you because you say the name, they want to do this. Hey, Yahuwah got you. Hey, do not deny his name, because if you say you deny me before men, I will deny you. hey, well, we had a blast. Yahuwah bless you. We out of here. Shabbat shalom. I hope you had a great one. Hey, we love you. We out of here, man. This is On the Way with Yahuwah Shabbat shalom.